像是一个缩微版的《哥林多后书》。
The chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians is like a little mini version of the 2 Corinthians.
因为在今年一开始的时候，我就有跟大家分享过说，《哥林多前书》和《哥林多后书》讲的是十字架。
Because I shared with you earlier this year that the first and second book of Corinthians are about a book about the Bible, the cross.
而《哥林多前书》比较多的讲的是十字架的破碎和十字架的死。
And the earlier part will introduce more about the brokenness and the death about the cross.
而《哥林多后书》呢，它主要讲的是十字架的复活和十字架的大能。
And the later book is about resurrection and the mighty power.
而在保罗在《哥林多前书》，保罗在简单的问候了哥林多的信徒之后，他很快的就要开始处理哥林多教会的许许多多的问题。
And Apostle Paul, after briefly greeting of the brothers and sisters, he very quickly jumped into dealing with the problems.
而我上一次呢，我有分享说，当保罗着手处理哥林多教会问题的时候呢，他首先想到的是说，他要分辨出哥林多教会人他们属灵的病症是有很多，像什么分门别类啊之类的，但他属灵的病因是病根是什么？
And the initial problem Apostle Paul tried to address is to find the root cause of all the problems within the church.
那保罗很快的就一针见血的指出了哥林多教会的信徒他们属灵上的病根。保罗说，因为你们都是属肉体的。
And quickly, Apostle Paul identified the root cause is the love of the flesh.
因此，当保罗知道了他哥林多教会的信徒的病根是因为他们都是属肉体，所以保罗就给出了一个正确的处方，这个处方就是十字架。
And once the root cause is found out, the solution is the cross.
所以我们刚刚读过的这一节信息经文里面，一上来保罗就说，我到你们那里去并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
That's why in verse 3, Paul said, I didn't come with big words or superior wisdom when I proclaim and testify about God.
我在过去这一个礼拜当中跟一些弟兄姐妹有交通，然后我发现我可能上一次没有讲清楚一个问题，就是当保罗说哥林多教会的人都是属肉体的，他是什么意思？
And for past week, I communicate with brothers, some brothers and sisters that I probably didn't clarify what does it mean by belong to the flesh.
他的这个属肉体这个字哈，它其实并不完全的代表我们的 physical body， 我们的身体。
The word flesh here doesn't 100% mean our physical body.
它主要指的是我们的天然的这个人。
But it also means the way we are.
如果我们暂且借用三元论的这个立场哈，就是说把人分成灵魂体这个三元论的立场来说呢，那么这个肉体呢就是属魂的，就是所谓属魂的是指的我们心思情感意志。
If we split human to three parts, our flesh belong to the spirit.
Soul, 它是指的我们心思情感意志。虽然我们很多的时候，甚至于绝大多数的时候，我们的魂，我们的心思情感意志受到了我们肉体的支配。
And for most of the time, our soul is controlled by our flesh.
比如说，我们都很熟悉，我们中国人很实际哈。我们有人骂我，自嘲说我们中国人是吃货啊，都是。因为什么呢？因为我们讲一句，我们信奉一句话说，人为财死，鸟为食亡。
For example, in Chinese, we say we are
吃货。yeah, we are so into eating.
We live to eat.
yeah, 好，我们就是我们相信人为财死，鸟为食亡。
And we believe we live on this earth just to eat.
啊，但是其实西方人也是这个样子的。
But what's the difference between the Westerners?
保罗曾经在圣经里面哈，指责过一些西方人说他们的神，他们的杜甫就是他们的神。
Apostle Paul criticized some Westerners in that their stomach is their god.
啊，请允许我提一个人哈，这个马克思大家都听说过这个人哈。
The famous socialist Marx.
马克思曾经说，他说资本主义哈，资本主义的这种生产方式，把人已经变成了一个腔肠动物。
Marx claimed once that capitalism made humans just like an animal.
啊，就说，所以你看，我们人的魂常常是受到我们肉体的支配。
That's why it's easy to tell that our soul is controlled by our body and flesh.
因此，圣经有些时候用肉体来代替我们的魂。
Therefore, in the Bible, flesh are normally used to represent our soul.
好，虽然有些时候你可以看到世界上不信神的人，有些时候他们的魂、他们的骄傲、他们内心的一种骄傲，也会促使他们做一些牺牲肉体的事情。比如说，有人为了面子啊，去打架，去做一些很不理智的事情。
That's why many non-believers, their behaviors are controlled by their soul. For example, if they are just about face, they will go to fight.
啊，但不过，但是总体上讲，人的魂是受到他的肉体的支配的。
Therefore, overall, people's soul are controlled by their flesh.
而我们的魂是不容易，不是那么容易死的。
And our soul is not that easy to die.
当我们接受耶稣基督作为我们救主的时候呢，我们的灵已经蒙到了他的拯救。
When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, our spirit got saved.
但是我们的魂依然活在我们旧造的里面。
But our soul is still in our old body.
我们的心思、情感、意志，往往是选择的是我们信主以前的那种方式。
And the way we think, the stuff we like, is still in preference to the old body.
所以你看到说，哥林多教会的信徒们就在这个地方，他们遇到了麻烦。
That's where brothers and sisters in the Church of Corinthians.
因为他们虽然信主了，他们来到了教会。
Because even though they come to church and they claim they believe the gospel.
而但是呢，他们的表现跟没有信主的人是一模一样的。
But the way they behave are just like non-believers.
所以保罗在前面一章就责备他们说，你们分门别类，这不是世上的人的样式吗？
That's why Apostle Paul condemned them when you categorize people. What's the difference as non-believers?
这个也就是为什么保罗要用十字架来解决他们的问题，解决他们属肉体的问题。
That's why Paul tried to use the cross as a solution.
因为十字架，我们上次有讲过十字架，它对不起，我再退一步哈。因为当人信主之后，我们就发现有两个东西对立的这么站着，一个是神的意思，一个是人的意思。
As believers here, when we start to believe, you realize there are two contradiction things. One is God's mind, the other one is your own or man's mind.
一个是我们的魂，一个是神的旨意。
One is God's instructions, the other is our old soul.
这个中间有一个十字架。
And in the middle, that's the cross.
这个十字架如果不背在我们的身上，那么这个十字架就会丢在神的脚前。将神的旨意绊倒。
And if we don't carry this cross, it will be dropped in front of God's will and will trap us.
所以我上一两个礼拜之前我在这边的时候，我引用了一处的这个圣经。这个圣经就是当彼得在当耶稣从变相山上下来，跟他的门徒讲说他要上十字架的时候，彼得拉住耶稣说，主啊，万万不可，这是绝不临到你。
That's exactly why 2 weeks ago, when I emphasized a verse where Apostle Peter is trapped when God is trying to carry the cross.
你记得耶稣对他说什么吗？
And do you remember what Jesus told Peter?
耶稣跟他讲说，撒旦退我后面去吧。
Jesus said, Satan, back off.
他说，因为你是绊我脚的。
Because you trapped my feet.
你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
And you don't want God's spirit. You only want human's mind.
圣经紧接着就说，从此耶稣就马上就跟门徒讲一句话说，人若要跟随我，就当背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
Therefore, Jesus claimed, if you want to follow me, you have to carry your own cross.
所以在彼得那一次，他做的一个选择，被耶稣斥责。
That's why Peter's choice back then got condemned by Jesus.
因为彼得体贴人的意思，所以他就把这个十字架丢在了神的旨意的脚前，要耶稣讲说你是绊我脚的。
Because during that time, Peter favored man's mind instead of God's. That's why cross is through.
所以耶稣紧接着就跟大家讲说，人若要跟随我，要背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
That's why it comes a famous verse. If you want to follow me, you have to carry your own cross.
背起自己的十字架来跟随我，就是要跟彼得那一次做的相反，不要体贴人的意思，要体贴神的意思。
And carry the cross and follow Christ means exactly the opposite of what Peter just did.
所以你看到说，十字架就是在神的旨意和我们人的意思当中的一个选择。
Therefore, cross is in between God's mind and man's mind.
要么我们把这个十字架丢在神的这个脚前，让我们照着我们的心意去行，而任凭神的旨意被绊倒。
You either drop it and keep yourself trapped with your own mind.
Keep God's will trapped.
Keep God's will trapped and follow your own mind.
要么我们背起十字架，让神的旨意，我们背起十字架，我们放下我们的心思、情感、意志，让神的旨意有一条道路。
Or carry that cross, ditch your own soul, your old body.
这是我们的选择。
And that's a choice we can make.
这个代表了一条道路。
And that's a path.
这条道路就是十字架的道路。
And this path is the path of cross.
这个拣选好像是在我们的手中。
And it's a choice that we can control.
耶稣跟我们讲说，人要背起自己的十字架。
That's why Jesus says, carry your cross.
这个也是为什么保我们刚刚所读的圣经的第三节，他在那里，保罗说他在哥林多教会，他在那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
That's why Apostle Paul claimed, I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling.
保罗惧怕什么？
What Paul is fear of?
保罗可不是一个软弱的人啊。
Paul is not a weak guy.
保罗在以弗所，保罗写哥林多前书，他那个时候很可能他人在以弗所，他确定 他人在以弗所。他在以弗所有许多骚乱的时候，保罗可是他不是躲着骚乱，他要往骚乱里面去啊，他要跟那么些人当面的跟他们 face off, 他愿意面对这些人的。
When Apostle Paul wrote the two books of Corinthians, he was in Ephesians, and he was never afraid of confronting chaos.
所以保罗他惧怕什么？
So what Paul is feared here?
保罗绝对不会惧怕哥林多人的高言大志。
Apostle Paul will never fear church in Corinthians their pride and their wisdom.
虽然哥林多人满了各样的恩赐，保罗讲说他们的口才知识都全备。
Apostle Paul know that they're full of wisdom, they're full of good talking in the church.
但是保罗是不会怕他们的。
And Apostle Paul doesn't fear that.
保罗惧怕什么？
What Paul fear?
保罗惧怕他自己的魂。
Apostle Paul fear his own soul.
因为保罗这个人的魂可是实在是太大。
Because Apostle Paul know his soul is stubborn.
因为保罗的魂就可以做很多的工作。
Because his old soul can do many work.
弟兄姐妹，我们的魂也能够做很多的工作。
Brothers and sisters, it's the same for us. Our soul can do many things.
我们当中也有很多的恩赐。
There's a lot of grace, a lot of talent, wisdom.
我们也有许多天然的能力，我们可以使用。
There's a lot of natural talent that we can use.
如果我们在侍奉当中用我们天然的能力去侍奉的话，那我们 那就是保罗最害怕的事情。
If we serve God with our own soul's natural talent, that's something we have to be feared.
在这个事情上面，我自己有很惨痛的教训。
And I have a horrible experience regarding this.
我刚结婚的那个时候啊，就是说我是十月底结婚的，然后很快的，所以我结婚之后很快的就进入了冬天。
I got married in October and soon it comes winter.
那个时候，我常常半夜什么一两点钟、两三点钟，我半夜随时会有一个人打电话给我。
At the time, many occurrences, people call me around 1-2 midnight.
而我总是会很耐心的接他的电话，然后跟他讲，一讲就会讲很久。
I always accept phone call and talk patiently with them for a long time.
然后我太太很不理解这件事情。
And my wife doesn't understand that.
然后就说这个人是谁啊，这么重要，好像你都愿意，啊，他这么不识相，怎么半夜的两三点钟，一两点钟，两三点钟，没一定的，这个时间再打电话给你。
And she always wonder who call me at so late and talk to me so long.
我跟我太太讲说，我说我欠他这个人的。
And at the time, I told my wife, I own those people.
为什么说我欠这个人的呢？
And why I said I own this guy?
因为他是我结的福音的果子。
Because he is a gospel fruit that I had.
因为我 quote unquote 带领他信主。
Because I introduced him to the gospel.
而那个时候我自己都不信主。
And at the time, I didn't even believe it.
因为我来到教会，我读圣经，我其实内心很感动，我觉得神是对我很爱我，他对我身上有一个盼望，希望我信主。
At the time I came to church, I read Bible, I sing the gospel, I'm touched, but I think God has good purpose in me.
但是我实在不想要信主。
But I still don't want to believe.
但是我又觉得说耶稣对我很好，我要偿还他在我身上的好意跟恩典。
But given I feel like God is so good to me, I want to pay back.
所以我心里想说，哎呀，他不是就是要一个灵魂吗？我就去带一个人信主，代替我的灵魂还给他，我不是就不欠耶稣了吗？
And at the time, the greatest payback I can think of is to bring another soul in front of him.
所以我就把福音传给了他。
And therefore, I passed that gospel to that person.
这个人他然后他就信主了，他就受洗了，然后他还做见证。
And gracefully, this person believed in gospel and got baptized and even testified for the Lord.
但是他就像我后来我跟我太太解释的一样，我发现他就是一个属灵的早产儿。
But later it turned out he's just early born of the gospel's fruit.
Spiritually, 他是属灵的早产儿，他的属灵生命就像一个还没有成熟的果子一样，被我肉体的手给摘下来了。
His spiritual life is too immature. And
为了我自己的目的
when I preach gospel to him,
为了我自己的目的
for my own thoughts of payback.
那他为什么会常常半夜打电话给我呢？
So why he called me late midnight?
因为他后来得了非常严重的忧郁症。
Because he got serious depression.
他很多的时候他有很强的自杀的冲动，他想要找人讲讲话，这个样。
And the depression is so severe that he would love to commit suicide.
我知道如果我虽然知道忧郁症是一种疾病哈，但是我一直忍不住这样想说，如果说他当初在神的面前多挣扎一下，如果他不要那么属灵上那么早熟的话，或许是信仰对他能够有更多一点的帮助，或许就能够让他心胸更打开一点。
Therefore, I keep thought back and imagine if I didn't pass the gospel to him too early, maybe the gospel can actually help him to cure this sickness.
所以在他的面前，一想到他，我内心就非常的自责。
That's why I keep doubt myself when I thought about him.
所以我就给他一个特权，就是说他任何时候都可以打电话给。
That's why whenever he called, I never deny.
而每一次我虽然感到非常的疲倦、困倦，我心中也很不满，但是只要是他的电话，我都会耐着心的陪他讲几句啊， 跟他聊聊天呐、啊，然后讲一些有的没的，然后哎，我也蛮聪明的，我知道怎么样子让他的思想把它 diversify 一下，这个样子。
Even though it's late at night, I'm tired, but I still keep talking to him whenever he needs.
我知道什么话题他会很感兴趣，然后就跟他讲讲那些事情，然后呢，他就从那种要那种 depression 里面出来。
I try my best to find interesting topics to divert him from the thoughts of the sickness.
所以从那个时候开始，我最舒服的几年就是他回到中国去的几年。
So when he go back to China for a couple of years, I can have a good sleep.
前几年他又回来了，
A couple of years ago, he came back to the United States.
他就每年的冬天就是他最难受的日子，
Every winter is the time he suffer.
也是我最难受的日
It's
子。
also the time I suffer.
所以我有些时候，我为他祷告的时候，我都分不清我是在为他祷告还是在为我祷告。
That's why whenever I pray for him, I can't even distinguish if I'm praying for him or praying for myself.
我有些时候觉得他真的是像我身上的一根刺那个样子。
Sometimes I feel like it's a needle sticking my body.
我求神医治他，也就像保罗求神把他保罗身上的那根刺拿开一样。
When I pray for him, I'm actually also praying for myself.
但是神到今天还没有医治他，
But even till today, he's still not cured.
就在现在他依然在医院里面。
He's still in the hospital, as I talk.
这个就是肉体服侍的结果。
That's the consequence when you serve the Lord with your flesh.
我们认为我们很聪明。
We think we're
而我们
smart,
的确很聪明，
even though we might be.
但是我们的当我们把我们的聪明把我们天然用在侍奉神的事情上面的时候，我们常常给自己给神惹的麻烦惹的祸远远超过我们所能够想象的。
But if we just use this human talent to serve the Lord, the problem that we cause is greater than we can imagine.
这就是保罗为什么在到了哥林多教会，在哥林多教会那边，他说：“我在你们那里又软弱，又惧怕，又战惊。
That's why Apostle Paul told the church member in Corinthians that I'm weak
因为
and
保
not
罗的魂里面太丰富了，
fear, because his soul is full of things.
而哥林多人所仰慕的那些希腊的哲学啊，保罗通通有。
And everything church member in Corinthians admire, Paul has them all.
因此保罗受到的试探就比谁都大。
That's why the temptation to Apostle Paul is greater than anybody else.
但是保罗知道说这是一条死路。
But Apostle Paul knows that's the path. It's a path with no end.
所以他惧怕和战惊。
That's why he has a lot of weakness and fear.
所以保罗用了极大的努力。在那里说，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。
That's why Apostle Paul said, I did not come with eloquence and all supreme wisdom as I proclaim to you the testimony about the God.
所以保罗要用他自己强烈的意志来定一个主意，说在他们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
That's why Apostle Paul tried to focus that I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为保罗知道说，如果说他顺着自己的旨意去行的话，他结出来的果子都是那些属灵的早产儿。
Because Apostle Paul knows if he preached gospel in his own flesh, all the spiritual fruits are early born.
而一个真正属灵成熟的一个属灵成熟的一个果子，必须是十字架，必须是由圣灵来做这个工作。
And he knows the only way to have mature spiritual fruits is to have the cross and spirit.
所以保罗他努力的不要让自己的魂在神的工作当中有任何的地位。
That's why Apostle Paul try to get his soul out of the way when serving the Lord.
因为保罗知道，他只有这样，人的信心才是会出于圣灵的大能。
And that's the only way humans' confidence and belief is built on top of Holy Spirit.
因为只有当保罗。或者我们，当我们愿意放下自己，依靠神的时候，圣灵才能开始工作。
Because that's the only time when we put down ourselves, that's where Holy Spirit started work.
这个时候，我们传福音给别人，人的信 就不是在乎人的智慧。
And only when we preach the gospel, people's belief is not built on top of human's wisdom,
而在乎神的大能。
But on God's power.
因为他是出于神的大能，所以他就能够永远站立。
The wisdom of Holy Spirit can always stand.
所以是啊，在第一章的最后一节，保罗说：“夸口的当指着主夸口。”
That's why in the last chapter, its last verse, Paul said, "Let the one who boasts boast in the Lord."
当我们想要指着自己夸口的时候，我们的工作将成为我们的网罗。
And when we try to boast ourselves, we're trapping ourselves.
就跟我刚刚举的我自己的例子一样。
Just exactly like my bad example.
好，那这是我今天要讲的第一个 point。第二个 point 呢，有许多的人哈对基督教有一个误会。
The second point I try to mention today is that there's a lot of misunderstanding of Christianity.
他说，很多人觉得基督教是一个反智的宗教。
Many people think Christianity is anti-wisdom.
啊，就说你看保罗，他明明很有智慧，他明明有很多的才干，哎，基督教就一定不让他有这个才干，不让他使用他的才干。
For example, Paul is a man full of intelligence and wisdom, but Christianity forced him to not to use any of that.
他明明有许多的高言大志，哎，可是基督教却不让他用这个高言大志。
And any smartness Apostle Paul had is restricted within Christianity.
所以他们觉得说基督教是一个反智的宗教。
That's why a lot of people think Christianity is anti that.
但事实上，基督教并不反智。
But in reality, Christianity is completely not.
基督教要给人智慧。
Instead, Christianity try to give people true wisdom.
而基督教要给人的是真智慧。
And that wisdom is the true wisdom.
我刚刚一开始的时候我就讲了，十字架要我们放下自己。
I mentioned earlier, the cross is about to put down ourselves.
十字架要把我们给绊倒。
The cross is about to trap ourselves.
十字架要让我们破碎。
The cross, we need to be broken in front of the cross.
或者我们再讲的更属灵一点，十字架要我们去死。
To the more extreme spiritually, the cross wants us to die first.
但这并不是十字架的全部。
But that's not all about the cross.
十字架要我们去死，原因是什么呢？因为它有一个复活的大能要给我们。
The reason we need to die first because the cross is going to give us the ability for the resurrection.
所以当我们今天讲到十字架的时候，我们好像十字架是一个痛苦的东西。
That's why most of the time when we talk about the cross, it sounds very painful.
或许十字架开始的时候会让我们觉得有一点点痛苦。
And indeed, initially when talking about cross, it is painful.
就像神的管教一样，他一开始会让我们觉得不舒服。
Just like how God treat us, initially it might not feel comfortable.
但是终究他会为我们结出生命的果子。
But at the end of the day, the spiritual fruit that baked is good.
所以当十字架来对付我们，让我们把我们置于死地，让我们经历十字架的破碎和死之后呢？十字架有一个复活的大能要临到我们的身上。
That's why there is a mighty power of resurrection after we die in front of the cross.
这个就是十字架复活的大能。
And that's the mighty power for the resurrection.
这个就是为什么保罗说，对完全人，我们也要讲智慧。
That's why Apostle said to mature ones, we talk about wisdom.
而这个智慧是真智慧。
And this wisdom is the true wisdom.
我在上一次的时候我有讲到了说在伊甸园里面神就给了我们两棵树。
In my last preaching, I talk about two trees in the Garden of Eden.
一棵树是生命树。
And one tree is the tree of life.
一棵树是分别善恶树。
And the other is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
然后神跟我们讲说不要去吃那棵分别善恶树。
And God told us not to eat the later one.
但我们上一次就也讲到说保罗他讲到了在哥林多前书里面第一章的后半段，他讲到说希利尼人是要智慧，犹太人要神迹。
Apostle Paul also mentioned in the previous chapter that Jew want miracles, What's the other?
新民要Jews want the miracle.
The miracles.
The Greeks want
the Greeks.
Want the wisdom.
One with wisdom.
而严格说起来呢，智慧和神，神迹和能力其实是一回事情啊，就知识和能力是一回事情。
Strictly speaking, wisdom and miracle are actually one thing.
所以英国有一个哲学家 Francis Bacon 跟我们讲说，知识就是力量。
A philosopher Bacon once said, knowledge is power.
所以我们人其实是要能力的。
That's why we need to have knowledge.
但是神并不是不要给我们能力。
And God is doesn't treat us like don't want to give us any knowledge or power.
但是他要我们先获得一个使用能力的生命。
But God wants us to gain the life that to leverage those power first.
因此在伊甸园的这两棵树里面，他给了我们一棵生命树。
That's why in the Garden of Eden, the tree of life is given to us.
因为神知道，如果说我们获得了一个，我们在没有获得生命之前，我们就先获得能力，这将是一件非常危险的事情。
Because God knows exactly that gaining ability to identify good or evil before have ability to get life, that has devastating consequences.
但是如果说我们对已经有了神，已经有了生命的人，已经吃了生命树上的果子的人。
But for those who have fruits from the life from the tree of life,
就是对那些完全人
to those mature ones,
神说我们也讲智慧
we also talk about the wisdom to you.
对于那些人，他们获得了神的生命，他们知道怎么样使用能力。对于这样的人，神要把能力给他。
And for those so-called mature ones, God want to give us the power.
而这个能力还不是人的能力，这个能力是神复活的能力。
And this power is not coming from man, but coming from God's resurrection.
所以真的智慧属于人。
That's why true wisdom belongs to human.
属于完全的人。
Belong to those who are mature.
属于那些有神生命的人。
Belong to those who have the life of God.
有神生命的成熟，就是我们生命的成熟，是代表了我们向着神的依靠。
And this maturity depends on the Lord.
这个真的智慧，圣灵的智慧是，它是超越世人的智慧。
The wisdom of the Holy Spirit surpass any human's ones.
所以当我们不知道的时候，我们会认为说，基督教很反智，我们会不理解说神为什么就是不要我们获得智慧呢？
That's why before understanding any of this, we might think Christianity is anti-wisdom, anti-intelligence.
事实上神要我们放下人的智慧，是因为他要用属天的智慧来代替我们人的智慧。
And the exact reason to put down our human wisdom is that God want to replace that with the wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
他要我们倒空自己，因为他自己要充满我们。
The only way to make room for God's wisdom is to have us empty ourselves first.
他要我们经历十字架的死，好让十字架的复活的能力也临到我们的身上。
And to experience the death by the cross, that's the only way to empower God's mighty power.
我们的器皿是有限的。
Our room is limited.
如果我们里面装满了我们的自己，我们就装不了神的智慧。
If we fill ourselves with our old flesh and soul, there's no room for God's wisdom.
所以神要我们先倒空我们自己。
That's why God has to empty ourselves first.
神要我们先破碎我们自己。
To break ourselves first.
神要我们先认识我们的智慧是何等的不可靠，何等的有限。
To ask us to understand the limitation of our own wisdom.
当我们愿意降服在神的面前的时候，神十字架复活的大能就要临到我们的身上。
And the moment we're willing to bow in front of God, the mighty power will shine upon us.
神就要开启我们。
That's where God would try to help us.
Yeah. 神的圣灵他就要将那真智慧给我们。
That's the moment where God gives us the true wisdom.
圣灵在我们读的这个圣经里面，他讲到说圣灵参透万事，就是神奥秘的事也参透了。
Holy Spirit revealed through the cross, including unexpected grace from God.
当我们倒空自己，让神的工作完全临到我们的时候，这个时候圣灵会把神的心意向我们显明。
And when we empty ourselves, Holy Spirit will reveal God's purpose.
我们回到我一开始跟大家这个讲的，这边有两个相对的东西，一个是神的旨意，一个是我们的意思。
And date it back to our two concepts, God's purpose and man's purpose.
中间是一个十字架。
And a cross in the middle.
当我们用十字架把我们自己的心思给对付了之后，让当神的旨意在我们身上有一条通道的时候呢，我们就会发现说神的旨意是何等的美好。
And when we get the help from the cross to leverage against ourselves, then we would know how grateful, how good God is.
我们就能够明白神的旨意，我们就能够体贴神的心思。
That's the only way to understand God's purpose.
我们的心思就会跟神的旨意联合。
And our own purpose will align with God's ones.
这个是十字架的工作。
And that's the work done by the cross.
十字架不单是要破碎我们，十字架也要让我们得到复活的大能。
The cross not only want us to be broken, but also later want us to have the mighty power for the resurrection.
这个复活的大能就是我们对神的旨意能够有完全的了解。
And this power help us to understand God's purpose.
我们得到了启示，我们接受十字架的工作，我们就能够得到真智慧。
We will be revealed the true wisdom through this cross.
我们手所做的工作，我们就能够永远的站立得住。
And only this way we can stood firm.
圣经上有一句话让我们真的是不太敢当的话，神说我的手所做的工作你们可以吩咐，在诗篇里面。
In Book of Psalm, verse,
in the Psalm say, the work of my hand you can tell me.
The work of my hand you can tell me.
神，我们什么样的人可以吩咐神的手做工？
And what kind of people can tell God to do things?
是那些完全人。
And only those mature ones.
是那些他已经没有，他的心思跟神的旨意已经完全联合的人。
It's for those soul 100% aligned with God's purpose.
我们大家都唱过一首诗歌，是说我们用祷告来摇动神的手。
And we sing a gospel worship song where we use our prayer to shake God's hand.
我们什么时候我们的祷告能够摇动神的手呢？
And when can our prayer can reach God's hand?
就是当我们的心意跟神的心意发生联合的时候，我们的祷告就能够摇动神的手。
It's when our purpose is aligned with God's purpose.
因为我们所求的正是神要做的。
Because what we pray then will be exactly what God wants.
所以当我们一祷告之后，神的手就动工了。
That's why whenever we pray at that time, God's work will kick in.
神就要得胜。
And that God will win.
许多的时候，我们觉得为什么神不做工？
And oftentimes we wonder why God never do any work for us.
这是因为神的器皿，就是我们这些人还没有 ready.
It's because we and God's tool is not ready.
弟兄姐妹，谁在拦住神的旨意？
Brothers and sisters, who is in between to get these things done?
照理是没有宇宙当中没有任何力量足以拦阻神的旨意的，对不对？
In theory, there is no power in this universe that can stop God's purpose.
谁能拦阻神的旨意？
And who can stop that?
只有他的儿女。
It's only going to be you and me.
就是我们。
Which is us.
就是我们这些人，神愿意等待。
And only us, God is willing to wait for us.
神愿意等待我们成熟。
And God want to wait for us to be mature.
神愿意等待我们慢慢慢慢地放下我们自己的心意，拣选他的旨意。
And God is patiently waiting for us to put down ourselves over time and pick up his will.
所以在雅各书里面，神说不要惊醒。
That's why in the book of James,
son
of son.
所以神说不要叫醒我所爱的。
Don't wake up the one I love.
等他自己情愿。
Let them to be willing.
神不勉强我们。
And God never forced us to do what He wants.
我们万全能的神把这个选择权交在我们的手中。
The Almighty God give that option to us.
就像耶稣讲的一样，你们要背起自己的十字架。
Just like what Jesus told us to carry our own cross.
神只给我们，神只给我，只向我们提要求。
God only tell us what to do.
但是他给我们选择。
But and also He give us the choice.
他的旨意还是我们自己的心思。
The choice of adopting His purpose or our own flesh.
今天如果我们继续选择我们的心思，
if we continue to pick our own choice,
神甘愿让他的旨意暂时被绊倒。我说暂时被绊倒。
And in that case, God is okay to let His cross, His purpose be trapped for now.
他甘愿等待。
And He's willing to wait.
他甘愿hold off 他自己手的工作。
And He's willing to hold off all the work He planned to do.
一直等到我们在他的旨意当中，我们成为一个成熟的人，在他的旨意当中，我们按照他的旨意向他祷告。
He's willing to wait until we become mature and according to His purpose.
那个时候，神的手就做工。
And by then, God's hand will start to work.
那个时候，我们的祷告蒙到垂听，神的旨意成就，神的工作就能够立刻的完成。
And by then, God's word will be fulfilled quickly.
圣灵赐我们智慧。
The Holy Spirit give us true wisdom.
而最大的智慧，最深的智慧，就是我们能够顺服。
And the biggest piece of wisdom among all the wisdom is for us.
而我们的顺服又能够为我们带来真的智慧。
And obey God bring us more wisdom.
但愿我们每一个人都能够顺服圣灵，接受十字架的工作。
And I hope everyone can surrender to the Lord, submit to Him, and take His power.
这是我们最大的智慧，那是真智慧，我们所能得到的最大的智慧。
And that's the biggest wisdom we can gain.
当我们愿意自己放下我们自己，经历十字架的死的时候，十字架复活的大能就会带来圣灵的工作。
And when we are willing to submit to the Holy Spirit, the resurrection of Lord bring the true wisdom.
而神的大能就会在我们当中彰显出来。
And that's the time when the mighty power spread among us.
神的工作就会成就。
And God's work will start to kick in.
神的旨意就会行在地上，如同行在天上。
And God's purpose will shine in this world just like in heaven.
神的旨意也会行在我们当中，如同行在天上。
And God's purpose will carry it across us, among us, just like in heaven.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你在我们还做罪人，还顶撞你的时候，你就将你的爱子赐给我们。
And thank you for give us your son, Jesus Christ, when we are still against you.
让他被钉死在十字架上，将生命的大能释放出来。
Let him be nailed on the cross and unleash the power of life.
亲爱的天父，我们也谢谢你，因为你告诉我们说，我们每一个信你的人，我们的灵魂就能够得救。
And thank you, Lord, because you told us everyone who believe you, our soul will be saved.
我们也谢谢你，因为我们的救主主耶稣曾经吩咐我们说，跟随他的要背起自己的十字架来跟随。
We also thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ once told us that to follow him is to carry the cross.
天父，我们有这个心愿，愿意走在这个十字架的道路上。
Oh Lord, we do have this, we want to follow you on the cross.
虽然这条道路会让我们感觉我们被对付，虽然这条道路会让我们受到一些的苦痛。
And even though this path is not easy, it's very painful.
但是我们深信这条道路的尽头是你十字架上那复活的大能。
But we deeply believe by the end of this path is the mighty power of your resurrection.
我们将经历到，我们将见证你的大能和你的生命。
And we will testify the mighty power of your life.
为了这个缘故，主啊，我们在你面前祈求，求你的手不要放松在我们身上的工作。
And for this reason, please, we beg you here that don't give up on us.
即使我们抗拒，即使我们在你面前哭泣，即使我们在你面前抗议，主啊，求你不要听从我们的意思，求你照着你自己在我们身上的旨意，一直在我们身上做工。
Even though we might still resist and protest, and not confronting you, but please use your power as you desired.
只等到你的旨意在我们身上寻找到一条道路。
Until your purpose is completely merged within us.
只等到你的旨意在我们身上成就。
Until your will is accomplished among us.
只等到我们能够成为完全人，像你的被磨成你儿子的模样。
Until each and every one of us become mature, just like your son.
我们这样的祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
And all this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢大家。我们把时间交给报告的长老，因为今天有波饼聚会，我们的祝福就留在波饼聚会之后。我们一起唱回应一首回应的诗歌《古旧》。